expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. This is, of course, your host, the Reverend Michael D. McDuffie of the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcast.ddv.com. And I'm actually kind of in a dilemma. I don't know where to put my keys at, and I'm kind of stuck at Dunkin' Donuts. I have no keys, and I don't know where I put them at. So I kind of got stuck. So I got to call in to call the show, and funny thing, I have no keys. But I know my partners and my people that listen to this, you're going to begin to pray for me, and I'll find where I put these keys at, or maybe someone picked my keys up by mistake, because I've only been between here inside of Dunkin' Donuts with my car in here, so I checked my car, I don't see them, and so prayerfully someone picked them up by mistake, and we'll find them. But in the meantime, the show must go on. And so I want to continue to give God thanks for what he has done in my life and everything he's continuing to do. He's going to show himself mighty and strong like he always does. I am on this great drive today. I've asked really 177 of you to purchase my book, 177 Laws of Might. This is a book that is a book that needs to be in everyone's hands. And I thank this country and inside and really outside our nation. It is a book where I have derived 177 laws to live by. Now, trust me, I got close to over 1,000 of them, but I had to kind of trickle it down to volume one, the first 177. And I'm asking people today who are listening to this broadcast and those who are tuning in to me to say, McDuffie, I need one of those books. I need five of those books. I need 10 of those books. And I prophesy and believe in God today that God will stir the people up who would say, McDuffie, I want to be a part of this historical book. Now, you know, I already wrote two books, Keys of Death and Project Takeover. And these were two books that are geared towards the Christian audience. Keys of Death deals with how to die right. And Project Takeover deals with a ministry assignment that I'm doing right now, where we take the gospel to the people and start waiting for the people that come to the gospel, you know, like the Bible says. So it goes outside of the pigeonhole ministry of Sunday morning at 11 o'clock and really goes into finding where ministry is gathering at and send the trained leaders into those homes and houses, house to house, temple to temple, like the book of Acts. And so we're really excited about that. We got a new fellowship that raised up just recently called Noah's Fellowship. And we're getting to believe, we continue to build and believe God. But I got another book that's coming out that I'm working night and day out called 177 Laws of Might. And this is a book, I'm telling you, it's going to challenge your thinking. It will stir up some controversy. It might cause some debates. But this is a book that you're going to need, I feel, that will help make or break you for your future. And I'm going to cover some of those subjects. I'm going to also pray and believe God that I'm going to come to the place where 177 of you have said, Duffy, I'm ordering one of those books. I laid the challenge on the floor starting really last month, a little bit too much ago, and I got about 60-something orders of people who got a hold of this book. So I'm down to like the last 112 that I need to purchase so I can go get this book produced this month and get them out. So far, I got about two people today that called in and said, Duffy, give me a copy. One called in, one came through my Facebook page, another came to Facebook page, and I have a couple of people that while I was in Dunkin' Donuts today, stopped by and purchased a couple of books. So I sold about four. So I'm a little bit low by 112 mark. But I believe that today God's going to give me 112 people to say, I want to buy that book. Now, this book has some subject matters that's going to, I believe, change the way you see and how you live your life. This is a non-religious book. the stuff that's in the book, you're going to notice speaks to the depths and the heart of who we are as a country and a nation. I believe that the United States of America is a country raised up by God, a nation raised up by God, that we might train leaders to go and impact the global world. Because no place else are there more evangelists, more apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors, teachers that come from our nation. Yes, I already know, founded on racism, founded on genocide. I already know the history, you know, the Americans were here, you know, the Europeans went over and tried to deal with some black people, Muslims, and they sold us out, put us on their boat ride and took this type of slavery and really marketed us throughout the whole world, Brazil, and no one suffered more slavery like the black man. And I understand that. Trust me, I understand that. And I'm not of the fool to the left or fool to the right. I just believe that even though we are in weapons formed against us, we can still prosper. We can still rise. We can still go above. And so I share some of these laws and some of these truths inside this book called 177 Laws of Life. I'm a believer. I love the Lord. I'm a community leader. I've been in ministry this year 38 years. I'm an assistant pastor for about 10 years, and I launched my own ministry for about probably coming this year, close to probably 2021. But more importantly, my job is to equip and train leaders. And if we don't equip and train leaders, we are a failure when it comes to church leadership. I'm not talking about the church leadership that sits in on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. at Sunday school, and once a week you think you did something. I'm talking about it. Equipping and training people to grab hold of their purpose in life and to pursue it with all of their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit. And now I make no apologies for putting pressure on people to come out of the pigeonhole thinking and do something different. So that's why I produced this book called 177 Laws of Might, which is a non-religious book and deals with tools that would challenge the way you think to perceive. What I do, I use a lot of historical pieces that have happened in our country since the year 2009 up to this present day and hour. I also look back in this book about some of my own personal things I went through growing up. And I deal with, of course, the famous history of crash crew, growing up as a McDuffie in a household, my father Isaac, my mother Ruby, and the three tremendous brothers, you know, spending time with some of the best friends, the best cousins you can have, Carl Johnson, Kevin Johnson, you know, Dwayne Gillespie, Gray Gillespie. I just call these people, my family, North Carolina, South Carolina, and really a beautiful family like my wife, my daughter, Micaiah, my son, Tawan. I got a beautiful adopted daughter, Malia. And just, you know, connecting these pieces together as family and being a blessing is the greatest thing in the world. You know what I've learned? I've learned that in life, you can do a lot of equipping and training and winning people over if you know how to have the proper methodology and the proper, what I call, software. And I've been talking lately about sometimes we have a message, but we got an old software. We don't know how to communicate it. And based on our lack of communication skills, we're not as impactful with the gospel as we could be. But if you look at the lifestyle of Christ, you know, he didn't always go around quoting the Mosaic Law and quoting the Word. He lived his life, enjoyed his life, and at the same time, he understood his assignment was to come to the earth and die for mankind, which is not our assignment. Our assignment is really to take that message, to live it, preach it, develop it, so that we're able to win Christ, win the hearts of men and women to Christ and change the inside so we can change the outside. But this book takes what I call a non-religious approach to teach kingdom, a non-religious approach to teach kingdom. And my challenge is, how do we communicate kingdom in such a way that everybody will at least listen to it and really apply it in what I call a very unique fashion. And so some of the subjects and some of the topics I cover in this book will always point to history. It will point to some of the things we've heard growing up. I look at a very in-depth study of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I look at the in-depth study of Cinderella. I look at the in-depth study into some of the flights that happened, not fiction, but nonfiction, that happened in our lives starting in the year 2009 up to the year 2018. I look at three presidents we've actually lived through. I lived through, of course, George Bush, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump. George Bush was your war president. Barack Obama is your first black president. And Donald Trump is certainly the most radical out-of-the-box president. And my job is not to sit here to endorse any political candidate. I look at the laws of success and how they won, how they got to where they were at. And even though you might have been your choice, at least they're in the seat. And I've looked at some of these laws, and I challenge you to look at some of the stuff we learned that they've done successfully and apply it to our lives. And what you're going to learn about my book, you're going to learn to eat meat and do the bones. A lot of times we put them both together, and we can't discern between the two and say everything the enemy says is wrong. That's not true. Everything the enemy says is not wrong, and everything the enemy does is not wrong. You just got to know what to discern from what is foolish and what is wise, what is right, what is wrong, what is accurate, what is not accurate, and then take the meat and eat it in a piety life. A fool is someone who can't find truth in the mouth of their enemies. And I talk about some of these laws. Now, there are about 177 laws in this book. I got some bonus laws. But I deal with some stories and some things I believe that if we were to teach these things that's in my book to your young people, I'm talking about grammar school. I'm talking about high school. I'm talking about college. I'm talking about those chasing their master's and their doctorate, those who may attend a prestigious college or some type of medical school, or you're part of a business circle. This book needs to be in your hands, and I'm going to give you more information about what's inside this book. Now, you know what's been amazing about writing this book and challenging folks to support you? I'm very impressed with people who don't have to ask me 50,000 questions. Y'all already know what I do. Y'all already know how I teach. Y'all already know my show. And people just say, "W, give me the form. I'm by the book. Give it to me." And they don't ask 30,000 questions. All they say, "I'll buy the book. Thank you. I'm going to support you." And they buy more than one. They buy 10, 20, because people know what you bring to the table. So I've been working on the latest chapter of my book. And trust me, every chapter is given to my editor, and we're editing it, trying to get rid of the fat and keep the most important parts and focus on the first volume of 177. There will be a book two and a book three because I have so many laws in it. I couldn't even, you know, put them all in one book. That's why it took me so long to accumulate it, because I've been working on the book since 2008, 2009. And I said, this will be the month when it comes out. And I have about 60-something orders. But one of the things I've just been talking about lately, and this is one that's in my book, and this is the one called Cinderella and the Seven Dwarfs. And of course, when you hear the terms, not Cinderella, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, probably a story probably written by Disney, came out in the early 30s, 1930, I think 36, 37, and it was an animated cartoon. I think it's number 10 all time of money made in comparison to the time. And of course, Somewhere was created and made as really one of the top animated movies. But since then, there's been other versions, other varieties of it. There's also a latest movie that came out, I think it's Snow White and the Guardsmen or something like that. And I combine kind of different varieties of the story and put them together and try to at least tell you the story about Snow White and how it pertains to us today as a people, and how we can learn some things from Snow White. We'll be better off. We might be more prosperous. We might think differently when it comes to our money. We might become more investment-minded. We might dream more. We might take more risks versus trying to play a safe and comfortable life. And some of the things I've been talking about, of course, in the book that I've been writing about by Snow White, is how Snow White was quite smart to create creative partnerships with the Seven Dwarfs. All right? She doesn't tongue kiss them. She doesn't have sex with them. She doesn't cross the line. She understands that these Seven Dwarfs have been set up to help work with her. But after she has grown, got a little mature, not as naive, she comes to understand that she has to go back and fight for her kingdom, fight for what's rightfully hers. And so due to her journey, which was not the journey she chose, it was the journey that was forced on her. Because her stepmom, who was the new queen, had decided that she was going to have Snow White murdered so she can suck the life force out of her, so that this witch, who's the present queen, can stay in power, stay young, and stay the fairest one of them all. Because this mirror was like a prophetic circle that told her she had to stay young in order to do this and be the prettiest lady in the land to remain in power forever. And that was her job, but she had to wait to a certain age and time to have Cinderella, murdered to suck the life force out of her. So when the time came, I believe the time of puberty, all kind of insight, I want you to go bring Cinderella to me, guardsmen, and bring Snow White to me. I keep bringing Cinderella and Snow White because both stories are in my book, and both of them are kind of dealt with royalty and power and succession and rejection. And of course, Snow White, of course, naive, didn't really understand what time of day it is, but didn't understand at first it was her stepmom that practically plotted the death of her father, who was the king. And the king was blind because the mother of Snow White, all right, was the birth mother, okay? Now understand this, all right? Loved Snow White. But the queen got sick and died. And due to that pain, the king was not aware of who he's dating. Now, that alone, I talk about the laws of knowing when to date and when not to. If you're coming out of a painful relationship, it might not be good to go right into the next one, because you'll be just like the king who was blinded and not able to see that you're going to marry a witch. And I met some people, I didn't say all, I met some who actually have been hurt by their present relationship because they was hurt in the last one. And since they never got any counseling, they didn't take any rest, and they didn't get any what I call guidance, they jump back in the next relationship to end up marrying a witch, or marrying I'm going to call it a male witch. Do you call it a sorcerer or a wizard? You know, a male witch they call a wizard. And we may be thinking about potions and incantations, but the term witch really means someone that's rebellious and justifies their rebellion. That's what a witch does. A witch is someone who is rebellious and they justify the rebellion. They're clearly against the word of God. They're not following the scriptures and they justify doing what they want to do. And they try to convince you that what they're doing is right, but it's really so wrong. And that's what you call incantations. And this thing could be done through body language. I've seen people try to cast spells inside a church service, you know, manipulate and control the pastor, you know, get up and walk out like he's preaching, you try to search too long as I'm walking out. So you're trying to manipulate my body language, the whole batch of child in the office because you're mad at the pastor or mad at somebody in your church. All that's witchcraft. Those are spells, incantations. Saul was working at the Old Testament. Now, I don't use all this scripture quoting and all this spiritual stuff inside my book. I take out all the religious overtones and I give you truths to live by. So I show you something in the story of Snow White on how she began to mature and learn she had to fight for what was right. She had to fight, but she couldn't go back and fight her stepmom without any support. So she had to build a circle. She had to build some disciples. She had to get seven dwarfs. She had to finally meet her prince. She had to meet some other people, and they created this whole new army that's supposed to go back and overthrow her stepmom, who is the present queen, who was a queen by force and by witchcraft. And this whole story unfolds, but what I will learn about that, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, it's just like America. It's just like our present lives. Manipulation, control, body language. People trying to reach for the top, and they'll do it. They got to reach the top. They'll leave you in a minute when they got to go through a struggle. They'll get mad at you, encourage you out. They'll some of you and talk about so many other things. And that's not what we need in this hour. We need people who understand how aware we are when we come to truth, when we come to the whole real truth about what God called us to be. Snow White and Cinderella, both of those stories are in my book, and I talk about some dangerous truths. And I tell you, some of you couples who are listening to me, some of you men, some of you women are listening to my show, watching my show. Let me tell you something. This information in my book will save you a lot of heartache. It will save you a lot of mental stress. It will save you a lot of stuff that would not allow the enemy to steal from you what belongs to you. And it's out of a nature's book. I mean, I don't go around quoting scriptures and Book of Matthew, Book of Psalms. I just lay out the truth that most folks who are church and understand who Christ is, you'll be able to read my book and you'll say, hey, that comes from this chapter, that comes from that chapter, that comes from this, that comes from that. And you'll be able to discern truths from lies. And what you're listening to today, of course, is www.lightbroadcast.com. And you're listening to my show, and I'm talking about my book, 137 Laws of Light. If anyway, hear this show after off the air, I want you to go to my Cash app on my Facebook page, download it, and put in the $ Pastor Michael 7 and order the book for $25. The first 177, your names will go inside of my book. There'll be a big giant book opening, preferably if it's not enough to June, will be July. I'm celebrating my birthday for 3 days, 27, 28, 29. And I need for you to get a hold of this book and grab it and understand it, because there's so much stuff in it. So, of course, you know, the story Snow White comes back with the seven dwarfs, and she overthrows the queen, and she captures the kingdom. But it's actually the bad piece of fruit. So I deal with what type of fruit you eat. If you can get poisonous fruit, you can eat stuff that's not good for you, that will lay you to sleep. Now, you know, in the story of Snow White, she actually died. That's where she sleep. And only she came out of the sleep is the right guy kissed her. And so I deal with the right relationship versus the good ones. And sometimes good becomes wrong when it's not right. When good is not right, it becomes evil. And so you want to make sure you're not trapped into what's good and right, but you're doing what's right for you to do in the right season and in the right time. It's very important to understand that. And we're all human. We all make mistakes. We're all fall short of certain things. Don't let someone condemn you because you made a bad choice or you spent some time doing some stuff that you feel was not proper for you. But God forgives you. Go forward. And that's just how life is. So from Snow White to Cinderella, and I did a couple of chapters on 2012 on the tale of two Sandys. And as you know, in the month of October, around the 30th of 2012, a storm hit this area called Superstorm Sandy. It was, some people labeled, Frankenstorm, because it was a very strange storm, because it was a superstorm. It wasn't really a hurricane, because it dropped beneath the 73, 74 miles per hour level and dropped down to about 70 when it got to this area. But the problem was, they had like this cold air, they had a heavy base of water. The eye of the storm stretched over 1,000 miles wide. It was such a large storm. Indeed, it was slow moving, but its power of water was washing and baptizing. I think that next week. Washing and baptizing clean things in that area, forcing new change. It was the fourth costliest storm in our country. And it wasn't really a hurricane. It was a superstorm. They call it a Frankenstorm. And so I'll talk about what causes a hurricane. Why does the wind go backwards? And what does it mean to spin backwards? It means radical indifference. That means that you don't do it the way everybody else do it. The one who do it the other way, and you're just as successful, if not more, they're going to call you radical. They're going to call you crazy. They're going to call you know what you're doing. Because usually when a hurricane comes, it's not a normal weather pattern. It's different than the others. See, most folks are used to plain old wind, sunny weather, and your peaceful times making a business deal. When you meet someone that thinks like Superstorm Sandy, they're radical. They're sitting backwards, and they do a complete opposite to what you think and what you believe. And keep in mind, the depth of Superstorm Sandy, the heavy water base, means that at the core of the storm was this water. Now keep in mind, what is water? Water ain't nothing but a type of H2O in liquid form. That means water stands for flexibility. It will flow. You know, you have to understand water is not only heavy, but it'll flow in any direction where it can flow at. All right? Now, of course, when H2O is in the steam form or the gas form, it flies. When H2O is in the solid form, it is more structured, more set. Most folks are used to something structured and set. But when God starts to move with a superstorm standing type of thing, it's flexible. It gets in with its fits at, and it forces itself upon systems that it's not used to. See, when Superstorm Sandy came, it didn't ask you for permission. It didn't say to you, are you uncomfortable? It didn't say to you, you know, we're going to close down gas stations. We're going to shut down restaurants. We're going to make people wait 4 or 5 hours for gas because that water was shutting down systems where they couldn't even pump gas. So there is a storm. There is a system. There is a people that will come on the scene that you're not comfortable with. But you got to know how to work your stuff and get in where you fit at and learn how to crawl backwards and spread the eye of your storm. Your eye represents how deep and wide is your vision. Some can only see one day ahead or 2 days ahead. If you can look down your life as planned 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, the further down you see, the more successful you are presently. So a lot of times, I was talking to my wife, and I was talking to some folks in our ministry circle, that we actually suffer in our present life because we did not plan before about parents getting older. Like, we got insurance, we understand that, we got the old, Social Security. But have we really planned for the aging of our parents? Do we really plan for the aging of ourselves? Or do we think we're going to be 30 years old forever, or 40 years old forever, or we're going to get older? And the question is, if I'm already 16 years old and I know I plan to be 86 one day, what can I do from 16 to 86 to prolong my health? I may want to change how I eat. I may want to spend more time eating unsaturated fat versus saturated fat. I may want to spend more time eating coconut. I may want to spend more time walking outside under some vitamin D. I may want to spend more time doing some different things versus what people think I want to be doing. See, the sooner you know, the faster you go. And that's one of the things I think. That has startled us, because it's like life takes us by surprise, because we've been bamboozled and tricked to believe that we're going to be here forever when life is so changing. And what I'm doing, I'm sharing with you my book, 107 Laws of Might. And I'm giving you it from a spiritual point of view, but in my book, 107 Laws of Might, I'm giving it to you from a physical point of view on how, if you learn these natural laws, how it can save and transform your future and do greater things. Okay? Now, stick with me. One of the other things I do in this chapter, called The Tale of Two Sandys, I speak from this perspective. It was another Sandy. It wasn't a superstorm Sandy, but it was a murderous rampage by a young brother named Adam, who went to a grammar school. Sandy Grammar School in Connecticut. And this guy was actually possessed with devils. I don't use that term in my book. I call him mentally unstable or instable, who, of course, looked like he had an argument with his mom, and he took his own mother's guns, and because she trained him, and so he murders her. And then for some reason, he drives five miles down the road, maybe a five-mile ride, to the school, gets inside, and starts shooting up these grammar school kids. And most of them are 6, 7 years old. And you look at some of the names, most names are Jewish kids, too. And the major thing is that he did all this in 5 minutes. And, of course, he kills them. He kills himself. Now, the question is, what happened? How do we miss some of these signs? It was showing erratic behavior. We don't pay attention to it. Or were we so busy in life, we can't take time out to help those who are mentally unstable? I talk about some of the funding our country should be dealing with when you deal with mental illness. I talk about how we need to connect with churches and faith-based so that when areas that cannot be covered in our educational circle can be covered in our social circle, can be covered in our faith-based circle. You might need someone to be a big brother with one person for their whole 4 years in high school. You just can't make it. Unstable. Sometimes folks don't know how to handle pain. And sometimes when someone is in deep pain, they'll do anything to transfer that pain to somebody else, put it on someone else. Or they'll say something like this: so since I was done wrong too, I'm going to put that wrong on someone else. That's an unstable person. I just finished looking at a situation, I think like last week, where I think a model jumped off the roof with the child because she's mad at the father. And my thing is, if you wanted to kill yourself, you should have laid the child down and jumped off yourself. But her whole objective was to make you hurt. So if I take my son or my daughter with me, whoever loves my son or my daughter, I'm going to hurt you. That's retaliation. That's really a whole form of self-worship. Suicide is a punk option, because it says to you, it seems to let you think that because you killed yourself, you're out of something. You don't know what you started in the next life. because really, you commit suicide, you're actually saying, I don't deserve the hurt. And I don't think there's any options to alleviate this hurt, so I'm going to take matters in my own hand, hurt myself, hurt everybody around me. And you only got your mind focused on one person that did you wrong, or someone did this, But there's so many other possibilities that could have unfolded if you continue to believe. But the problem is we stop believing, we don't believe in the process, and so we take the shortcut way out, and then we kill ourselves, and we try to kill someone with us and try to hurt everybody. But I deal with mental unstable. More funding for those who are suffering with mental illnesses and don't know how to channel their anger. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not, which also lets me know that anger can cause you to sin. Anger can take you into areas and arenas that sometimes you can't turn back from. And I've met a lot of people in my life who got angry at someone, and they made a decision in their angry season. And based on their angry season, they made decisions that brought in other people, and now these other people are suffering because you made dumb decisions during your angry season. Anger has to be channeled. If anger is not channeled, you can be like the Hulk with great strength, like killing and smashing everything. But when the Hulk is in the season of control and self-control, you're able to use that strength and that anger properly. But how do you gonna know that unless someone teaches you? Unless someone goes into a network with you and say, let's find out a way how to channel that anger. And as soon as Adam Lanza was his name, didn't know how to channel that anger. And so he thought he could only do that by killing other kids and shooting up and causing pain. And the worst thing is no cops were able to kill him because he killed himself. And I've seen some of the patterns that's going on in our nation. And since this whole killing of Sandy, there's been over 200 other school shootings since then. So as a country, as a nation, even as a town in the city, the neighborhood, you have to plan ahead for security. We got to deal with security. We got to deal with whether you believe in armed security or not. Security has got to be on the top of this now. That's what I'll say. There's no such thing as an open society anymore because people are just crazy. And really an increase of demons and devils. And so it's almost like going to war. Walmart, you're taking a risk on your life. I see why, Amazon is making so much money. Because some folks say, I'm not going to hang out with these crazy people. I'm going to stay in my house and order my stuff, and order my clothes, my shoes, cars. I'm going to order. Hey, pick up your keys, baby. I lost my keys. I can't find the keys. Pray for me. Oh, no. And I said to me, I said, meet people based on fear. People now are staying in the house more. They won't go out to the mall. I mean, taking a trip to the mall, you're taking a risk in your life now. And so the open society is like over. So now everybody's real careful. Everybody's trying to, watch over these stuff. So now this is an investment market for security firms. That's why we helped develop the Olympia Detective Agency. And we got another one, I think it's Reverend Marcus guy named Grievous. I've got the name of his security company. But we're investing into the security market. And we're trying to show people now you have to think ahead of time and into how you create systems and create positions so you can protect people, where they create stores, restaurants, so you can feel safe. And so my book deals with the argument. It's just me. It's in my book. I believe in armed security. I believe in metal detectors. I believe you got to do whatever you got to do to stop the enemy from getting a stronghold. And we already know the enemy is coming into schools. So I don't think any school should be uncovered. I think all schools should have metal detectors. I think all schools should have armed guards. I just think there is where we at. And usually we don't move at anything after something hits us anyway. Because sometimes we like, and even the church, we just so far behind, we don't do anything drastic until something drastic happens. I believe the person who takes the drastic steps first stops the drastic from happening. And you sit around and hope you live in Boogie Wonderland or some type of fairy tale land, these folks are crazy because demons are crazy. And folks are not church-going folks, people are not praying. So these people become doorways to demons that travel through. And every day, it's a matter of time for some stuff to happen to some of our schools because we're wide open. I'm not waiting for that. It's just not in my book, but I got my daughter praying for her school. I pray over my son's school. I pray over Malia. I put angels around my loved ones. I drive around my mother and father's house. And I shut down devils before they ride their ugly head. And if God allows them still to attack or take or steal after I've done it, then I can at least say to God, well, God, I was there already. I put the prayer there. I put the word there. And since you allow it to happen, there must be something greater. But we don't have a right to say that if we have not gone the full mile and done all these things we do. So you got Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You got Cinderella. You got the Tale of Two Sandys. You got Flight 1549, of course, from the famous pilot Jesse Sullenberger, who was so equipped and developed and trained and so marketable, he was able to land a 100,000-ton plane on the Hudson River after running into at least two types of birds, two Canadian migratory birds, which weigh between 8 to 16 pounds. And these couple of birds kind of shut down the electricity system, but because the brother, Jesse, was so trained, he was Johnny on the spot, he used up the term, he was so marketable, his game was tight, he was flexible, he was diverse, he was able to land this plane on the Hudson River, whereas other folks could not. And keep in mind, when the plane took off the ground, Scott Stiles was control the plane. But once the plane went into what you call turbulence, he automatically tracked the plane over to Sully, and Sully said, my plane. I love that, because there comes a time when you are a true leader, you're going to know when to take the plane by the hand and say, I'm riding it. I know what I'm doing. And sometimes it's not popular. Sometimes folks call you crazy. They think you're nuts. You don't know what you're doing. But if it's your plane, ride it. You know, and if people jump out the plane, that's up to you. I'm sticking with the plane. And I'm taking my people to its destination. So I talk about leadership skills, marketability skills. Flight 1549 is a tremendous chapter. It sets the tone for my whole book. And keep this in mind, this whole thing happened on January the 15th, same day as Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, which was also the same day Dr. President George Bush was making his farewell speech that night at 8 o'clock. A lot took place on January 15, 2009, which is quite historical. And these are the things that are inside of my book, 177 Laws of Might. This is a book you don't want to miss. I'm going to challenge you not to only buy one. I'm going to challenge you to buy more than one. Buy 5, buy 10, buy 15, buy 20, and begin to give them out to people. Graduation presents, birthday presents, Christmas, college. This is a book you won't put down because it's such an easy read book. It's also going to have a lot of pictures in it because I take a lot of historical pictures of different spots of where I've been at. So when you read it, you can think that it relates the picture with the words. So probably about 200 pages of written words, about 100 pages of pictures. I'm going to show you different pictures of the parks I played softball at. I'm going to show you the house like the F at. I'm going to show you some pictures of the some of the historical characters that were I'm talking about. I'm going to show you some of the cartoon versions. Hopefully get permission from people to see how the picture of Snow White, Seven Dwarfs. I'm hopefully that this book will spur you to think differently. And this is volume one because I had so many laws, over 1,000 of them. I had to deduce it all the way down to 177. I had to bring it all the way down so I can really show you that it's just get the ball rolling. But I'm going to tell you something. If this book gets into the hand of your teenage son and daughter, and they're 12 and 13, and they get a hold of this book and start reading it and understanding it, they'll be much more smarter for high school. They'll make better choices in the relationship. Some of them will say, I'm not sexing anyone until after I'm married, until I'm 25. They'll soon learn about health. You know, one of the other chapters in my book, I deal with the power of the coconut. This is one of the Mike 120 chapter, or the Super Mike chapter. Two chapters on health and fitness. One on Super Mike and one on Mike 120. Super Mike is my meal replacement stuff, and Mike 120 is what you want to do in 120 days when it comes to the liquids that go in your body. And if you do both of these things, your body stands more of a chance not to suffer any sickness or disease. And keep in mind, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm just definitely sharing personal information. But let me tell you something, if you embrace this and you understand this, you are aware of this, you stand a better chance of remaining healthy and strong. And so I deal with these issues. The book is only $25, y'all. It's only $25. At least right now it's $25. It depends on how this whole market goes. And I start out with $25 because that allows me to keep the cost down. So this book, hopefully, will be a nice cover book. And it's something that you're going to read. And trust me, it will open up a lot of discussion. And I'm telling you something, you're going to find people who get a feel for this book. You're going to find people who are going to make better decisions when it comes to college and the job market. I'll also deal with one of these chapters, and it's going to be the last one I share with you. It's 2:54. I'm going to be done in 1 minute, my brother. So be understanding me out at 2:55. One of the chapters I deal with is this one about the 10 richest people on the planet Earth. And I look at Amazon, and I look at Gates, and how Amazon, the head guy, I think, Bezos, is worth like $125 billion. Because this guy, his leadership and the company kind of understood the trend of the market and how people now are so scared of going to malls, going out to shop, open to stand and order online. They find it safer to be in their house than to be inside of an open space like the mall. And so he's taking advantage of the fear market or the fear tactic and increase his sales. And based on that, man, he's shutting down companies. Toys R Us lost out big time to Amazon. And that's what put Toys R Us, if not one of the reasons, a reason, put him out of business. So you can have a company that comes in and solves a problem that challenges the present market, and either that market have to readjust itself or keep doing the same thing and go out of business. I'm telling you something right now, the whole taxi cab service is in trouble now because of Uber and Lyft, because now we're turning everybody into taxi cab drivers. So that whole market is going to soon dry up. So whoever owns a taxi cab company now has to start thinking different on how you approach your market. So I'm going to close out. Thank you for listening to the Mike Radio Show. We'll be back next Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and the air in the prison to find my keys. Don't know where I put it, but God will show it to me. God bless you. I love you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top top dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional, compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.